So we are in chapter 18, canto number 3, chapter 18. Earlier we have seen Jay and Vijay, they were cursed. Cursed by whom? Sanat Kumara, four Sanat Kumara. Why? Because they were obstructed. You are not allowed to enter. You can't see Narayan. And what was the cause of cursing? Obstruction. And what did it say? Sanat Kumar, what did it say? What is the wrong with you? Jai Vijay.
They see the difference.
Visambhava. Visambhava, because I am a Jnani, I am identified with the Brahman, with the Narayan. So there is no difference between Narayan and me. And how come you are obstructing? In Vaikunth, everybody is Chaturbhuja. Even Jaya and Vijaya were also Chaturbhuja. So Visambhava, where from this has come here in Vaikunth? Therefore, they cursed. Was that their first fault? Jaya Vijaya?
No, that was the second time.
That was the second time. First time they obstructed whom?
Lakshmiji.
Then Lakshmiji reported to Narayan, this has happened. So what did Narayanji say? A time will come here, they will going to insult Brahman. If I do it now, the people will criticize me. You see, even the Narayan fears criticism. See? So time has come, cursed, and Lord came out. When the curse was already given, he seconded the decision of four Kumaraj. Whatever you have done is the right. Now you have to go down. And he said that, don't worry. They are my bhakta. They have done some wrong. They will come back soon. But they have to take birth three times. Now, they have entered into the womb of Diti. Asur entering into the womb of a rishi. See? Seaman entered in Diti's womb through Kashyap. And Kashyap was a great sage. So they entered, Hiranyakacharya, Hiranyakashipu, they entered through Kashyap to Diti. And when Diti came to know, because of that was a wrong time of a union and all that, then Kashyap said, this is going to happen. That shows he was a realized person, Kashyap. He knew what is going to happen in the future. And he told, this is going to happen. Now Diti was very much afraid. Are ye kya ho gaya? Then she kept that pregnancy for 100 years. Why? Because when they come out, they will start giving problem to devtas. That she never wanted. And when they really came out, when they were really born, and we have seen a lot of bad women were there, there was total darkness. People were not able to do their karma also. Karma can't. No offering to devtas. So they all ran to Brahmaji. What is this? Then Brahmaji told, this is this because of a curse given by Sanat Kumaraj, and they are coming here. It is the wish of Narayanji. Narayan will take care. You don't worry. Go. Now in course of time, Hiranyaksha was so, become so powerful that he with his gada will go to all three lokas and challenge everybody. Even Swarga, when seeing Hiranyaksha, the Indra will hide away. Forget about the other devta. Indra, Raja of all the devta, he will hide. Dar ke mare. Then after that, what to do? Swarga mein koi ladne wala nahi hai. Chalo. Then he went down deep into the sea, dived from there. Then all the creatures in the sea, he didn't harm anybody. But everybody, because of his appearance or his whatever prabhav, they all ran away from there. And somehow he has reached the capital of Varun Devta, Vibhavaripuri, and challenged Varun Devta. Varun Devta said, I can't fight with you, I am old. But one person can destroy your pride, that is Bhagwan. He will destroy your pride. You will be lying on the battlefield and all the jackals and dogs will be surrounding you, your body. So he was furious at that time. The first verse of chapter 18 of Canto 3. Tadeva Akarya. Acha, we finished now? Okay, I will come up to the fist. Okay. Okay, Tadeva Akarnam. Jales. Jales means Varun Devta. Akarna means Tateva, as he heard from Varun Devta. Abhishitam Mahamana, that proud of that Hiranyaksha, Vigat Viganya Durmada. He did not pay any heed to the whatever advice was given by Varun Devta. Harer Vitva Gatim Anga, O Vidur. He got the information from Narad. He got the information from the Narad. About what? Where is that Hari? And Naradji, you see, he didn't even tell that. He also told him that he is in the boar form. Don't expect Naradji, I mean Hari, in four chaturbhuj form. So he told the location also, and he told the form of Hari also to him. What is the meaning of Narad? Naram dadati iti narad. Naram means what? One who gives you knowledge, one who gives you whereabout of Bhagwan. Is the Narad. And another meaning of Narad is narasya sambandhi agyanam dyati. Narasya sambandhi, about the human being. So Nar is also is the umbilical cord, is also called Nar. So Nar is actually cut, na? After delivery of baby, Nar is cut. So this Nar represents cycle of birth and death. How this Nar or this cycle of birth of death can be cut? By knowledge only. Who will give that? Narad is Guru. And Agyanam? This Janma and Mrityu is because of Agyanam. Because we don't have gyan of our own true nature or Brahman, that is why we are born again and again. How this will occur? By knowledge. So narasya agyanam jati. So Naradji removes agyan. Therefore, Narad. Rasatalam nirvishesh twalanvitai. He immediately went to that place where Naraji said he is there. Then what did Dadarsa he saw? What he saw, the boar on its tusk, and he's taking out the earth. And a beautiful description, as if he is kissing earth. Lord Vishnu has taken the form of boar and the earth is on the tusk. Naturally, mouth is very close. And at that time, that Hiranyaksha was coming behind with the his mace. And he laughed, "Are you are one gochar, you are a beast. You have taken a form of beast." Not only that, Ahenamehi Yagya, he challenged, "You come and fight with me." Hiranyaksha is at that time challenged. And he said, "Rasau kasam visajjam ayam arpita." Iyam means, is this earth was already given by Brahmaji to us. Who is Rasau kasam? The resident of Rasatal. They were given. So this is our property. Why are you taking? Na swasti yasya anayam amechatah suradhama asidat sukarakrite. While I am seeing it, you cannot take it without I kill you or I harm you. It's not that easy. I am present here. So you cannot take this earth. And who are you? Suradhama, the lowest of the god. Sura, Adham. Sura means Devta. Adham means the lowest of the god. And Asadit Sukarakrite. And you have taken a form of boar. Then he said, "You have conquered or you have killed my many people by hiding. Now I have seen you, I have got it, and I will not allow you, and I will fight with you. And I will take the revenge of all my kith and kin who were killed by you." Sanstapya mudha pramrije surhit sucha. Sucha means the grief of surhit. Surhit means all the kinsmen. What I will do? Tvai sansthite. Sansthite means I will kill you. How? Gadaya, by mace. Verse number 5. By mace, by my gada, I will kill you. How? Sirna, I will smash. What? Sirsani. Sirsani means your head. So I will hit with my gada on your head and smash your head and you will be killed. Achha, asmadbhuj, it's not by somebody else will be smashing your head. I will do. Asmad, my bhuj. Bhuj means hand. And chutaya yecha tubhyam, to you I will do this thing. Balim haranti riseya ya cha deva swayam sarve na bhavansit amulaha. Once you are killed, you are the head of all the devtas. So nobody will be offering to you. No oblations to you. So I am cutting the root. Vishnu is the head of the all devtas, head of the department. Everybody reports to him. Power is coming as if coming from all to the lower devtas. If Vishnu is not there, what will happen? Nobody will give puja to any devta. Head is not there. Sixth.
Satudyamano arirukhtato maraihi dangstragagamamupalabhya bhitam todam rishan niragadambu madhyat grahahatasagare nurya teva teva.
He is addressing Lord. Sa, sa means he, God. They are in front of each other. Hiranyaksha and Lord in boar form. Tudyamana, being pained, ari, enemy, durukta tomari. Durukta tomari means the pained by unparliamentary words. Tomari, they were like weapons. Like a weapon. Durukta, abusive words. And drishtagra gam. Drishtagra agra means samne, in front. Gam means prithvi. Gam means earth. So the Prithivi was on the tusk of that boar. Then Gam Upalakshya Bhitam, and he saw the Prithvi or the Mother Earth is frightened. Frightened because Hiranyaksha is there. He will do something. He may harm Prithvi also, Upalakshya. Todam, the pain, Mrishana bearing, Nirgat Ambhu Madhyat. The bearing that pain, Nirgat, he was trying to come out of that Ambhu means ocean. Madhyat, from the middle of the ocean, Brahavatar, Bhagwan was slowly in command, not listening to whatever he was saying, those bad words, although he was very much pained. Hiranyaksha was using unparliamentary words, but Lord was listening, he was angry, but he continued to do his work. Madhyat, graha ahat sakarenu yatha ibha. Like how? Graha means crocodile. When a crocodile chase an elephant, and the elephant with the sea elephant or the children, what they will do? They will not counter-attack that time. They will try to come at the shore. Even the crocodile is chasing, you know. Similarly, the same thing is happening. Hiranyaksha is chasing Lord, and Lord is slowly, slowly, slowly coming out of that water. He is not stopping. He is not saying, oh, I will charge you. First I will kill you, then after that I will take and do this. So it is said here, although the Lord was pained by the sap-like abusive words of the demon, he bore it patiently, seeing the frightened earth on his tusk. He came out of water just as an elephant playing in the water with its female will do when attacked by crocodile, rather than fight his enemy then and there. So first thing is to see him. The Lord is also pained. Remember this thing. We will explain in a couple of verses what is the impact of that. So the Lord is satisfied if someone offers a nice prayer. He is a sentient being like us. If you pray, he is happy. If you abuse him, he will be unhappy. Just like us. If somebody praises us, we feel elated. If somebody criticizes. So the God is dissatisfied if some asur calls him by ill names. So he delivered the earth for the satisfaction of Devta, who are his devotees. Devta has said, because you have to bring the earth. For creation, the earth is needed. He was doing his duty first. So whenever we are doing our duty, there are many obstructions will come. Sriyansi bahu bignani, it is a saying. Sriyansi, when you are doing something good, bahu bignani, many obstacles will come. What should I do? We should do our duty. Which duty? By which the Lord is happy. So that duty is to be continued. And after that, do whatever you do. So, what is the conclusion? Conclusion is God is sentient as we are, pleased with the prayer and dissatisfied with the harsh words. So for protection of his devotees, he is always ready to tolerate insulting words from the atheist. What is this whole world? Whole world is, remember, Jagat Isidhi Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Vrit Deva Pujanam. The vision should change. We always think this person is different from me. No. Essentially, we are studying Vedanta and we know that each and every being, I'm not talking even of person, each and every being is Lord Himself in different form. So if you are insulting, hurting, harming other being, now tell me, whether the Lord will be happy or pained. Lord was, in the boar form was, he was pained when Hiranyaksha was telling something unparliamentary words. He was saying he was pained by the behavior of Asura. So when we do any action, that is why in Karma Yoga what is said, all your actions should be for the happiness of the Lord only. How, what practical thing we should understand from here? We should be very, very careful. All Mahatmas say they save your Vani. Vani should be saved. Don't waste it. If you say one thing wrong, after that you try to convince and say many things. This way you waste your energy. And all the impressions go in the mind. The storage there is, then you have to put another 4 GB. Or memory. Next.
Tam nissarantam salilādanudrutah hiranyakesho dviradam yathā jasah karāladaṃṣṭo sanini svanābravida gatah riyām kim tu asatām vigarhitam.
Now Hiranyaksha is charging, trying to make him more angry, Hari. Tam into him, to the Lord, nissarantam is coming out. Lord is coming out with the Prithvi, with the gam, with the earth. Salilat anudrata. Salilat from the water. Salil means water. Salilat. Then anudrata, changed. He was changing. Hiranyaksha is changing. Who is more powerful? Even whatever may be the speed of Hari at that time, the speed of Hiranyaksha will be definitely much, much lower. He cannot compete. The power of Lord is much more than him. So anudrata, he changed. And how was that? Hiranyakesho. His case, his hair was? So if you see with the people with the golden hair now, it was there at that time also. Hiranyakesho. Hiranyakesho. But we have invented lot more colors on. Only somebody today sent me a WhatsApp. One person in Calcutta has invented Rasogulla with 250 types of taste, flavors. And that lady wants to add another 250. So there will be 500 types of Rasogulla coming to the market. Karela, Puchka, all types of lychee Rasogulla, mango Rasogulla, all types of Rasogulla.
Color,
yes,
is also like
Karela.
Black, brown.
Invention. Hiranyakesho. Dviradam yatha jasa. Like an elephant, crocodile is changing. An elephant. Here, crocodile is Hiranyaksha. An elephant is Lord himself in the boar form. It's going. Karaladrishtam, having fearful teeth, the asur. Always we have seen that when you draw a picture of Asur with the teeth, we take out the teeth, it looks like Asur. Karal Drishtam Asani Nishwana, roaring like thunder. From the behind, he's roaring like thunder. Abravit, he said. What he said, the Hiranyaksha said. Gati Hiryam, for those who are shameless, you are shameless. I am challenging you and you are running away. Kim Tvam Satam Vigarahitam. Kim means what? Tva indeed. Asatam means, oh wretched one, reapproachable. So the meaning is, and as the crocodile would come rushing after the escaping elephant, the asur too with his fierce teeth and golden hair ran after the Lord as he came out of water and shouted in his thunderous voice, are you not ashamed of running away before a challenging adversary? What is there that shameless scoundrels will not do? whatever was coming into the mind of Hiranyaka, he was speaking. So see, the Lord was conscious of his duty. A dutiful person has no fear. Sri Hari is powerful, he knows. Who is this Hiranyaksha? He knew. And he is more powerful than him, that also he knew. So therefore he has no fear. He neglected the unkind words of Hiranyaksha. It seems that Lord is fleeing away from the unkind words or the challenge given by Hiranyaksha. But his main concern was to protect the earth. That was his duty. Hence tolerated unkind words of Hiranyaksha. So this tells us that if you are doing a duty, if you are assigned a job, and it is for the happiness of the Lord, even the obstructions come, continue. You do your job.
Sagamudastat salilasya gochare vinyasyata samadadhat sasatvam avishtuto vishvasrija prasunaihi apuryamano vivudai pashyato arehe.
Sa gam is that Lord in bore form. Gam means prithvi, earth. Udastat means on the surface. Surface of what? Salilasya, surface of the water. Water. Gochare, within his sight. He kept that earth in his sight. Binasya means he placed. Imagine the weight of earth and Lord has brought it on the top and he has placed on the water. Tasyam through earth. Adadat, what he did? Invested. What he did invest? Swasaktvam is own existence. You see, the power was given. The earth did not sink. Not only he brought the earth on the surface of the water, placed it, kept within his eyesight, then invested it what? His existence. He gave power so that the earth should not sing. Not only that, he gave the power of, what is that? Power of gravity. Gravitational power also was given at that time. So, abhishtuto visvarsrija. Visvarsrija means Brahmaji. Brahmaji praised. Then, prasune apuryamana, becoming satisfied. Apuryamana means, prasune means flower. They started showering flowers. Who? Brahmaji Sadha. And Vibhudai means other devata. Pasyet arehe. Pasyet means while looking. Are means enemy. So all the devata, they came there. They will be doing the stuti also of Bhagwan. And they started showering flowers. So the Lord now placed the earth at the top of the water in a visible place and charged it with his own power so that it might not sink again. Otherwise, always if you put one stone, what will happen? It will go down. But the prithvi is not going down. All around is the water is there. All around water is there. If you go to Rameswaram, they will show you how Hanumanji made that bridge. Hanumanji made from up to Lanka. So they give you a stone and you put it in the water, it floats. Have you seen that? If you go there, they will show you. Stones floating on water. As the enemy was looking on, Brahma recited a hymn in praise of the Lord and Devta showered flowers on him. So scientists may say, Earth and other planets floating in the air because of their power. No. We know all the grahas, sun, moon and all, they are in the space. They don't have authority to come down or go away. They have to rotate at or remain in their place only. Otherwise what will happen if they start going here and there according to their own sweet will? So they will one day come. So Prithvi, Earth is its own place, Moon is its own place, Mars, Bud, everywhere. And they are all given the power by law. How much power? That you will be here only, in this place only. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Mai adhyachena prakriti suyate sacharasaram. Lord has said, ki all the prakriti, all the 14 worlds or anantakoti worlds are produced in my rulership, governorship, adhyachata. Adhyachata means president. So in his rulership, governorship, all the things are being created and he gives the power. So earth gravitational power is also because of him. Devta understand this, hence they started stuti of Lord and showered flowers.
Paranushaktam tapaniyo pakalpam mahagadam kanchana chitradangsham marmanya vikshnam pradudantam duruktaihi prachandamannu prahasam stambhase.
Para, para means the behind. Then anusaktam, closely following. So Bhagwan, Varaha Bhagwan is slowly going up and is being followed by Hiranyaksha. Acha tapaniyopakalpam, who had a considerable amount of gold ornaments. What is the meaning of asura? I told you earlier. Asura is that person who revels in sense object. So if somebody is wearing lot of gold ornament, description. The Lord is saying, tapaniyopakalpam, had a considerable amount of gold ornament, mahagadam, with a great mace, and kanchan chitradasam. Kanchan means gold, chitra means picture, dansam means armor. So he was wearing an armor made of gold. We know the armor is made of steel or something, steel, bulletproof, this and that. He was wearing gold. Gold armor. Acha. Marmani avichanam. Marmani, in the core of heart, avichanam, constantly, pratudantam, piercing, duraktei, abusive word, kind, constantly saying bad words to Bhagwan. Prachandamanyu, prachandamanyu, terrible anger. Who is getting angry now? Lord is getting angry. Prachandamanyu. Prasamtam, prasam is lopping to him, babhase. Now Lord is going to tell him. He is angry inside. And how is outside? Laughing. Prasamtam, laughing to him. So when we get angry, what happens? One can find out the face, whether we are angry or not. Expression comes on face. But Bhagwan, nothing. Inside, very angry. To that asur who was advancing from behind with the mace in hand and a coat of gold protecting his body, he was bedecked with golden ornament and showering abusive words that cut to the quick. The Lord, now roused to the height of anger, said laughingly. So Lord tolerated harsh words, Hiranyaksha, and continued to lift earth. It indicates that we should do our duty without fear. Lord is without fear. Lord is always protecting us. Lord did not pay any attention to the word of Hiranyaksha. So while doing our duty, we should always do it fearlessly if you think it is a right thing. The right thing. Now Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Satyam vayam vo vanagochara mriga yusmat vidhan mrigaye grama singhan na mrittu pase pratimuktasya vira vikathanam tava grinhanti abhadra.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, so the Lord's mocking response to Hiranyaksha. But he says, Satyam, whatever he has said is Satyam. Indeed, Vayam, Vayam is we. Lord didn't say aham. Vayam means we means all devatas. Vayam bho means oh. Vana gochara mriga, dwelling in the forest creature. You are right. We are wild creatures. All devatas are wild creatures dwelling in forest. Why? Yusmad vidhan. Yusmad vidhan? Yusmad is like you, vidhan. Like you, mrigaye, we are searching for hunting people like you. Now Bhagavan is saying to Hiranyaksha already has said that who are you? You are a beast. Staying in the vanagochar, staying in the forest. Bhagavan says, yes, we stay in the forest also. How are you saying that? Because Bhagavan is everywhere. Bhagavan is everywhere. So he is there also in the forest. It's not always that they are in swarg only. He is present everywhere. So what they do? Well, I am also searching to kill Gram Singhan. Singh. Lion. Who is the lion of Gram? Village Gram? Dogs. So Gram Singh. In village, who saw the Gram Singh? Dogs. So he said, yes. So what Lord is trying to tell you, you are a Gram Singh, a dog to me. I am searching to kill you. Na mrityu pasehi pratimuktasya veera. Mrityu pasehi. Mrityu pasehi means bonds of death. You see, here the Lord wants to tell that you are bound by death. Hiranyaksha is bound by death. And whether the Lord is bound by death? No. Well, you are bound by the death. So you will fear. I am fearless because I have got no death. Mrityu pasehi pratimuktasya veera heroj vikathanam. Tam grihanti abhadram. Vikathanam means the loose talks. Tav means yours. Grihanti, take note. Abhadram, mischievous one. So I don't take whatever you have said. But we are here to handle people like you. True, we are wild animals, but we hunt village lions, dogs like you. One who is freed from the entanglement of death has no fear from loose talks in which you are indulging, for you are bound by the laws of death. So Lord is not bound by the laws of death. What is the law of death? Anything which is born is will die. So he is not bound by that, but Hiranyaksha is bound by them. So if asur can insult the Lord, they forget that they are subject to birth and death. They are subject to birth and death. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, one who knows the Divya Janma and Karma, Divya, divine Janma and divine Karma, then he is liberated. If I only know the divine birth and divine karma of Lord, we will be liberated. If we also do the same thing, we also will be liberated. For such people, he has said, Mam upeti punar janma na vidyate. If you know my divine birth and action, then you will reach me. And the next, no birth. So Lord says, Guruji says, Lord says, I have come for you only. Lord's birth is for? He takes, you know, he takes form according to the requirement of bhakta. According to the requirement of the bhakti, takes. For Hiranyaksha, he has taken the form of boar. Because he has to lift the earth. To find out where the earth is, he has to smell. The boar has got that power of smelling. Continue. Even today also you will find the boars are always continuously smelling. So he was taking out that way.
ఏతేవయం న్యాసహరారసౌకసాం గతహ్రియోగదయా ద్రావితాస్తే తిష్టామహేతాపి కథంచిదాజౌ స్థేయం క్వజామౌ వలినోత్పాదవైరం.
ఏతే ఆవర్సర్స్ వయం వి న్యాస ఆఫ్ ద చార్జ్ హరామ్ ఇస్ ద థీవ్స్ రసౌకసాం రసౌకసాం ఇస్ ద ఇన్హాబిటెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ రసాతల్ రసాతల్ గతిహ్రియ మీన్స్ సేమ్లెస్లీ గదయా బై మేస్ ద్రవితాస్తే చేజ్డ్ బై యూ సో వీ హ్యావ్ కమ్ టు స్టీల్ ద ప్రాపర్టీ ఆఫ్ ద ఆక్యుపెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ రసాతల్ స్ట్రేట్ వే లార్డ్ ఇస్ సేయింగ్ వీ హ్యావ్ కమ్ టు స్టీల్ ద ప్రాపర్టీ ఆఫ్ రసాతల్ దోజ్ హు ఆర్ ఇన్హాబిటెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ రసాతల్ వీ హ్యావ్ కమ్ టు స్టీల్ ప్రాపర్టీ ఆఫ్ రసాతల్ తిష్టామహే అథాపి తిష్టామహే వీ షల్ స్టే అథాపి నెవర్ దిలస్ కథంచిత్ అజౌ అజౌ మీన్స్ దిస్ బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్ సమ్ హౌ విల్ స్టే హియర్ స్థేయం వీ మస్ట్ స్టే క్వ యామో కమ్ ఇస్ వెన్ కమ్ ఇస్ వేర్ బలినో ఉత్పాద్య పవర్ఫుల్ ఎనిమీ హ్యావింగ్ క్రియేటెడ్ వైరం enmity. So Lord says, we who have come to steal the property of the occupants of Rasatal, know for certain that we will be smashed by your uplifted mace. But having courted enmity of a mighty personage like you, we have no option but to put up some fight. Thoda to ladna hoga. Okay. For a hazy chance of saving our life. So Asur should know that the Lord is all pervading. Number one. Number two, he can't be driven out from any place. Can't be driven out. You cannot drive it him out. Number three, all Asur think that material things or property belong to them. This is our understanding. But who really owns everything? But Asur thinks. Therefore Asur is saying that you are taking my earth. They are claiming this is their property. Their property. But really speaking, the property belongs to? Aisa hai kya? Whatever be your property address, now you are saying it is? Before you took that property, somebody else was there. After you leave this earth, somebody else will be there. In Gospel of Ramakrishna, a beautiful example is given by Thakur Ramakrishna. He says, Lord laughs when he hears these two things. After the death of father, the children, they will say, out of this field, they will put a chain. This side is yours, this side is mine. At that time he is laughing, idiot, this belongs to me, it is not yours. You are here for some time, after that again. Some people say, no, this much is mine, this much is yours. And second time he laughs when if a Kaviraj comes, at that time there used to be, Ayurvedic was there. When Kaviraj comes and tells a mother, Ma, don't worry, I have come, I will be able to save his life. Bhagavan laughs. Can you save? Same thing here. So Lord can claim back his property anytime, no? He is claiming back his property, Rasatal, from the Rasatal he is taking out earth. Prithvi is taking out. Whose property is that? It's Lord's property. He is taking out that property from? That's all.
Tvam padrathanam kila yutha padhipah ghatasvano svastaya ashvanuhah sangsthapya chasman pramijasru svakanam yasvam pratikyam na nati piparti asabhyah.
Tvam, you, padrathanam, foot soldier. Padrathanam. Kill indeed, yuthapidhapa, you are the head of the foot soldier. At that time there was no chariot and this and that. So only the soldiers were there and you are the commander or the leader of that. Ghatasva, take steps. Na means our. Aswataya means defeat. Aswanuha means asum is prompt. Anuha means without consideration. Take step. Come out. Come forward. You take step. Because you are the leader, you have to take first step. Sanstapya means having killed us. Asman. Pramrijya. Asru swakana. Pramrij means wipe out. Asru means the tears. Whose tears? Swakana. Because you are saying that all your relatives were killed by devtas earlier and devtas always hide themselves and kill asur. So you kill me and wipe out all the tears of your kith and kin. Yaswa pratigyam. You have done that pratigya to your people. You have done this promise to your people that you will kill me. And na ati pipati asabhya. Na, if you are not able to fulfill, then asabhya. You are not fit for going to the assembly of those people and say, oh, I have done this work. So Lord is now instigating him, challenging him. You are leader, all the soldiers. Now you charge, come. So that you can claim there, I have done and I have killed. Take a revenge. Now you need not worry about devtas. 1 minute.
Maitreya Yuvacha.
You are supposed to be commander of many foot soldiers and now you may take prompt steps to overthrow us, devtas. Give up all your foolish talks and wipe out the tears of your kith and kin by slaying us. One may be proud, yet he does not deserve a seat in an assembly if he fails to fulfill his promised words. So Asur may be a great soldier or commander, but in the presence of the Lord, he is powerless and is sure to be killed. So now the Lord tells Asur, fulfill your promise. You have promised others that you will remove all the devtas.
Maitreya Uvacha, so adikshipta bhagavata pralabdhascharusha brisham ajaharolvanam krodham kridyamano ahiradiva.
Now Maitri is telling to whom? Vidur. What is saying? Saha adichiptaha. So adichipta means, saha means that demon. Adichipta means insulted. Now Lord has already insulted. How? That you are a village dog only. And now you challenge. Bhagavatam, by the Lord, pralabdha, ridiculed, rusa, vrisham. He became very angry. Who became angry now? Already Lord is also angry and this party is also angry. Rusa, vrisham. Then ajahara. Ajharo lambanam, with the great and collected krodham, anger, kriyamanam, being played with ahi radiva. Ahi means snake. Rat means great snake. Great snake means cobra. Cobra means eve means light. Like you see, the cobra, for a general public, public is frightened. They don't want to go near. But in front of the snake charmer, he plays with the cobra. Have you seen snake charmer playing? Can we go near that? No. So Lord is challenging Hiranyaksha that you are like a cobra and I am snake charmer. So how they make, have you seen how the snake charmers make them come up? They get up like this. So instigating, Lord is also instigating Hiranyaksha so that he become well. Okay. So the demons being thus challenged by the Lord became angry and agitated, and he trembled in anger like a challenged cobra. A cobra may be fast before an ordinary person, but enchanter of snake plays with them. Asur may be powerful in his own domain, but he is insignificant before Lord. Ravan was very powerful. When Ramji came, do you know he started praying Lord Shiva? In the battlefield, when Ramji came, Lord is Bhagwan. Again Vishnu avatar, more powerful. He started feeling that I am weak. So for courage, he started praying, Lord Shiva, can Shiva come and help? No. That puja was in vain.
Srijannamarsita swasan mannu prachalitendriyah asadya tarasa daityah gadayaphyanadharim.
So Srijan amarsita, Srijan means giving out, amarsita means angry, swasan, breath. So when you are angry, you know the swasas become very high. Mannu, anger. Prachalitendriya, prachalit means indriyas are also agitated when you are angry. Indriyas are also agitated. Asadya, attacking, tarsa, quickly. Daityo, gadaya, abhyan, harim. So daitya come forward with his gada. He tried to hit hari. Tried to hit him, so he hit. So violently agitated in body and mind by the fury of his anger and breathing hard and deep, he rushed at the Lord and delivered a heavy blow to him with his mace. But Hari is also pakka khiladi. What happened?
Bhagavan stugada vegam visristam ripunorasi avanchayantiraskshi chinaha yoga rudo ivantakam.
Bhagavan stu, Lord, however, gada begam, the blow of mace, visrishtram, thrown, by whom? By Ripuno, by enemy, urasi, at his chest, avanchat, avanchat means dodged. And it's coming, dodged. Then tirashchino aside, yoga rudha, as an accomplished, ivantakam, like a yoga rude, yeah, like a yogi avoids death. Similarly, the Lord also avoided that gada. So gada was coming with force, he a little bit shifted. So naturally gada didn't hit. Like a yogi, when the death comes, he knows what to do. He can remove death also. So the Lord, however, by moving slightly aside, dodged the violent mace blow aimed at his chest by the enemy, just as an accomplished yogi would elude death. So a perfect yogi can overcome death blow offered by the nature's law. So death will come to everybody, it's the nature's law, but he can elude. Lord's body is a transcendental body, asur mace has no effect on it. Always remember, the body of the Lord is always divya. It is not made of five great elements like ours. Therefore, you will never find any remnants of Lord's disappearance. Lord Rama or Lord Krishna, when they disappear, we don't find any remnants. No samadhi or no ashes, nothing is available. Divya. A perfect yogi attacked by the death blow can overcome it for the service of the Lord. If we also serve the Lord, what will happen? We can also avoid death. How? Karma yoga, realization, death is gone, no more death. So as Lord exists with his independent power, a bhakta can also live by his grace for his services. If we do the service to the Lord, we can also stay. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.